A recent University of South Florida watch party for the Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas doubled as a science experiment. As WUSF's Mark Schreiner reports for University Beat, researchers were not measuring participants' feelings about the way they saw, but their unconscious reactions.
This is completely anonymous for you guys. We won't see your facial expressions, but we will get...
While the talking heads on TV were getting in their last words, the 35 USF student and faculty volunteers were sticking tiny sensor pads to two fingers and securing them with tape. Wires connected the pads to a biometric device, a small box the size of a cigarette lighter attached to their wrists.
You know, have it be comfortable, snug. We don't want to bang around, moving around all over the place. But
the purpose of the devices, according to Rob Hammond, was to measure how strong the connection was where skin touched the pads.
When you're in an interview or something, your hands kind of get clammy, right? The moisture level comes up. Well, that reduces the resistance or increases the connectivity of the skin. And so that's what we were measuring.
Hammond is director of the Center for Marketing and Sales Innovation at the USF Muma College of Business. The session was not for polling purposes. It was more a demonstration of the technology's ability to measure unconscious responses.
What we're doing is we're taking the brain out of the opportunity to be able to say how you feel about something. We've all been to dinner where someone didn't tell you entirely what they thought about the meal, right? Well, think about that filter going away.
And it was, in fact, a violation of every right people have.
During the debate, when a candidate said something funny or unexpected or challenged a rival, the viewers' bodies would react, even if they didn't respond with a laugh or grimace or anger. Hammond says the computer rates the intensity of those unconscious responses in real time, regardless of whether it's positive or negative. It's color-coded, blue for no response, yellow for medium, red for the most intense reaction, no matter what it is. Take, for instance, one of the most engaging moments according to the data. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren challenging former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg about releasing women who used to work under him from non-disclosure agreements.
And I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women. That just doesn't cut it.
The day after the debate, Hammond looks at a pie chart measuring reactions to that moment. It's about half red and yellow.
You can see here it's 45% was either medium or high from an engagement. That's a really significant number.
One participant, marketing senior Sarah Gimbel, said going through the experience may have actually affected who she ultimately votes for.
I would say it definitely changed my outlook on some of the candidates, depending on certain comments or reactions in the debate, and being able to see our reactions as well definitely did change my perspective, I guess, of the candidates.
But Hammond says that really wasn't the intent. He says comparing conscious and unconscious reactions can help predict which candidates might see long-lasting effects, positive or negative, from a debate performance. For example, take Bloomberg, who on the surface did not fare well, but got a strong reaction from participants.
He had a not such a strong performance, but yet had a strong engagement. So I think it'll have a lasting effect and probably will show up in his polling.
Hammond says going forward, these devices might help predict not just who people will vote for, but why? For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.